Gennady Bestayev finally came home this week. The 53-year-old was detained by Russian forces on Georgia's de facto border with its breakaway territory, South Ossetia, back in 2019. Last November, Gennady was freed after suffering a stroke. He never recovered. These men, paying their respects, call themselves anti-occupation activists. But look at the shoulder badge on the right, a Ukrainian-Georgian composite flag. They firmly believe that both countries today share the same enemy, Russia.
We Georgians understand what is happening in Ukraine better than anybody else in the world, because what is happening in Ukraine we had in Georgia in 2008.
Back then, President George W. Bush promised Georgia and Ukraine NATO membership. Later that year, Russia invaded Georgia to back South Ossetian separatists in their conflict with the Tbilisi government. Its forces have never left. The village of Khorvaleti has been split in two by the war. Local resident Luda says detentions happen all the time.
It's scary. We're afraid. It's really unpleasant. But we're not going to throw away our homeland, our homes. Where would we go?
The sign up there reads, State Border of the Republic of South Ossetia. Well, South Ossetia is not recognized as a sovereign country, and yet that seems to be Russia's strategy to divide Georgia, to keep this conflict unresolved, just as this razor wire divides this village. Georgians have been rallying in solidarity with Ukraine. Some believe the government isn't showing Kiev enough support for fear of provoking the Kremlin. Georgia's governing party calls it pragmatism.
Pragmatism means that whenever we can benefit from our relations with Russia in economic and trade terms, we should benefit. However, we should not and we will never give up our national interest, which is our territorial integrity and our Western integration.
Russian security forces have detained more than 1,400 Georgians since 2008. Although most get released with a fine, some, like Gennady, have been jailed. Torture and murder have also been documented.
Georgia and Ukraine share the same fate, unfortunately. Russia doesn't want Georgia to be free.
Georgians know all too well the likely human cost of another war with Russia. Robin Forestier-Walker, Al Jazeera, Khorvaleti.